Time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 21st of October. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Wight, Biscay, Hebrides, Baileys, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low West Fair Isle, 983, slow moving, deepening 977 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s. Southerly or southeasterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 at first in South Utsira. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, West Dogger. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later in Cromarty, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southerly or southeasterly, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Wight, veering west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, thundery at first in Dover and Wight. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in south. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic in north, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, west or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Irish Sea, decreasing 2 to 4 later in Fastnet and Shannon. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Rockall, Malin, South Hebrides. Cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in Malin and South Hebrides, otherwise northwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally 4 later in Rockall and Malin. Squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. North Hebrides, Baileys. Cyclonic mainly northerly, becoming northwesterly in North Hebrides 5 to 7. Increasing gale 8 at times. Rain or showers. Moderate or poor. Occasionally good. Fair Isle. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming westerly 7 later in southwest. Perhaps gale 8 later in southwest. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 in east Faroes, but perhaps storm 10 later elsewhere. Rain with wintry showers in southeast Iceland. Fog patches in Faroes. Moderate or poor. Occasionally very poor in Faroes. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic. West 3. Recent drizzle. 1 mile 985. Falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west, 2, slight rain, 8 miles, 984, falling slowly. Lerwick, south, southeast, 3, fog, 100 metres, 986, falling slowly. Wick automatic, southwest, 1, mist, 1300 metres, 985, now falling. Aberdeen, south by east, 2, mist, 9 miles, 986, steady. Lukers, west, northwest, 2, 7 miles, 986, steady. Bulmer, south, southwest, 1, mist, 1 mile, 986, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west, 2, 985, steady. Sindeti Light Vessel Automatic, west, 6, 5 miles, 985. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west, 7, 5 miles, 989. St Catherine's Point automatic, West 6, 990 rising quickly. Jersey, West 6, recent precipitation, 7 miles 995 rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel automatic, West by South 6, 5 miles 993. Scilly automatic, West by South 4, recent precipitation, 8 miles 995 now falling. Milford Haven, now northwest by west 3, 19 miles 991 rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest by west 5, slight rain, 27 miles 990 rising more slowly. Valley, west by north 4, recent rain, 22 miles 989 rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west to northwest 3, mist, 2 miles 988 rising slowly. Valentia, west northwest 3, slight showers, 2 miles 993 rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west northwest 2, 19 miles 988 rising slowly. Malin Head, west southwest 3, 24 miles 986 now falling. And Macrahanish automatic, east by south 2, slight drizzle, 13 miles 986 falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 20th of October. The general situation. Low pressure over the United Kingdom will continue to bring unsettled conditions and strong winds at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, mainly southerly 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in northwest. Occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, veering west 5 or 6 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first, becoming good later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first, becoming good later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly backing southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally first, and moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west backing southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or northwesterly backing southwesterly for a time. 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Isle of Man, west or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7, backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 for a time in north. Channel, showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 for a time in south. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 or 6 in south, but westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 in north. Perhaps gale 8 later in far north. Rain or showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And the Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in far north, then veering southwesterly later in south. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and it's a very good night from all of us at Radio 4.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. We'll get the latest on Amazon's tech nightmare.
We live in an era right now where we are very dependent on the cloud providers, so we need them to be at the top of their game, and today Amazon was not.
Brazil's president says he's a champion on green issues, yet he's allowing more drilling for oil. Why? As the fallout for Prince Andrew continues, how would the woman who accused him of sexual assault feel about the loss of his royal titles?
I know that she would view it as a victory, that he was forced, by whatever means, to voluntarily give them up.
The continued fight against opioids in the US, and we hear about the pioneering treatment helping people see again.
I could have cried because I haven't seen letters for so long, and then I lit up the word and it was overwhelming.
It's really made a tangible difference to your life.
A big difference.
First, a news bulletin.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Hours after an error at Amazon's cloud computing service caused disruption to large parts of the internet, users are continuing to report problems. Major sites and apps have been affected. Amazon says it has fixed the underlying issue. Joe Tidy explains.
It's all down to something called DNS, which stands for Domain Name System. There was some sort of a code change to the DNS system that they use in a Virginia data center at Amazon. It's one of the biggest in the world, actually, and it's so much of the world's internet traffic flows through that data center. And when things go wrong, like, for example, with DNS, what it means is that the computers around the world can't access the online services.
In Washington, demolitions began in part of the East Wing of the White House in preparation for the construction of President Trump's new ballroom. On Monday, construction crews tore down massive chunks of a covered entryway and windows in the East Wing. More from Peter Bowes.
The extent to which the East Wing of the White House will be torn down to make way for the new ballroom isn't clear, but crews have been seen using cranes and other heavy equipment to remove large sections of the building. President Trump previously said the $250 million ballroom would be near the existing structure, but would not change it. In a social media post, Mr. Trump confirmed that ground had been broken and that, as he put it, the big, beautiful White House ballroom would be completely separate from the White House itself.
An interim report into the crash of a funicular in the Portuguese capital Lisbon last month, which killed 16 people, has said the cable which linked the two carriages was defective. The report also said the company which supervised and maintained the funicular did not do its work properly. From Lisbon, Alison Roberts.
The body that investigates rail accidents